Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, we're through Thanksgiving, headed down towards Christmas and New Year, and there is a lot to do. The weather has been absolutely crazy, up and down across the whole country. And for those of you that live in the Northeast, we've just had a week of very, very cold weather, well below normal. And we've just got to start to say to ourselves, let's put the garden to bed. We've waited this long. Now is the time that if you have rose bushes, it's time that you mulch them and prepare them for the winter. If you don't live south of Boston and you have the blue or the pink ball hydrangea, and they really haven't bloomed a lot for you, now's the time to mulch them. And that will help a great deal. Just go to your local nursery, garden center, feed and grain store. Pick up some just regular Bach mulch. Whatever you would like in that garden. So if you're using a certain mulch for that garden, then buy a bag or two and create mounds, igloo-shaped mounds, 12 inches or more on your hydrangea, and that will help to insulate the crown of the plant and some of the delicate buds by creating this mound of mulch. Your roses, the same thing. Clean up the garden. Any leaves that do remain on the plant, you know, if they're still green and healthy, fine. But anything that you're going to be covering, pull the leaves off or cut them off, whichever is easiest for you, and create this igloo-shaped mound. And your roses should be a foot high and 12 to 15 inches in width. And that will really help to protect the roses. The bulk of the roses are grafted so that the root system is one plant. And the plant above the ground is a second. And they're grafted right at that soil line. And you'll see a swollen area that looks like a fist. And the branches are coming out of that swollen area. That is the most delicate part of your rose bush. And it really, really is important, especially if they were planted this year, that they get some insulation around them. And the more dense the insulation, the less of a chance that you'll have a rodent of some type make a home in it. In the past, I've used Bach mulch. It's dense. When it gets cold, it freezes solid. Or you can use topsoil. Or you can use compost. And it will freeze solid. Pine needles are good. Straw. Salt marsh hay is good if the weather continues to be on the cold side. Hopefully, by now, the mice the chipmunks, and some of the other rodents have already found a place to spend the winter. But if you create a mound of soft, fibrous material where they can easily dig in, make a nest for the winter, then they could chew on the bark of your hydrangea, the bark of your roses. And when spring comes and you uncover it, your plant's gone because they've eaten all the bark around the stems or the trunks, and you end up losing it. So use something that's dense, and that way when it does freeze, which it's been cold, then the problem has been solved. But, you know, it's the time right now, and the long-range forecast for the coming week, we're going to get temperatures in the 40s. If you've planted new broadleaf evergreens, boxwood, azaleas, rhododendrons, holly, mountain laurel, ilex, anything that has a broad leaf, use an anti-transparent or anti-desiccant like Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. Get them sprayed when the weather is above 40 or near 40 degrees. And that will seal the branches, the buds, the skin of the plant, so there will be less water loss during the winter months. And for a newly planted evergreen, it's a must. And if you're able to get underneath the leaf itself to plug up all of those pores where the plant loses moisture, it will mean that your plants will have an easier time to get through winter. Every year has been different, and who knows what we are going to be facing in the months ahead. So prepare for it. So this week, I know you've got decorating, you've got shopping for the holidays to do. You're tired after Thanksgiving, entertaining or traveling, but put the garden to bed. It's going to help you in the long run. Now, for those of you that the ground has not frozen yet, you can still plant tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and they will flower in the spring. If the ground is frozen, then you can't get them in. But if your ground is thawed, you can still plant bulbs. So right now, a lot of the garden centers are in the holiday mood. If they've got bulbs left over, they're going to put them on sale, take advantage of the sale, get them in the ground, and in the spring, you'll get that color that will give you a sign that, yes, winter is finally over, spring is here, I'm back out in the yard, and look at that. I've got nice early crocuses or grape hyacinths or scilla, little tiny bulbs, inexpensive bulbs. Your tulips, your daffodils, your hyacinths. But you still have time to plant. And I know when I used to live in Massachusetts many years ago, one Christmas morning, after the kids had opened up all their gifts, I took all the wrappings, went to put them in the tool shed until trash day, and found bulbs that I had not planted. It was a nice Christmas day. The kids were playing with their toys. Dad took out a shovel, planted the bulbs, and they were beautiful when spring came. So it all depends on where you live, what the temperatures are like, what the soil is like. But get your bulbs in. Now, if you have bulbs, the ground's frozen, you can't wait until spring. They've got to go in the ground or in soil. Otherwise, they're going to dry out. And if they dry out, then the first thing that goes is the flower bud. They sacrifice the flower to keep the bulb alive. So what you do is, if any plastic pots that you have in your yard, get some regular potting soil, topsoil, fill the pot about half full, set some bulbs in them, cover them, give them a good drink of water, and then take those potted bulbs, and you can put them in the back of your garage on the floor. You can put them underneath a porch or a deck. You can put them in the tool shed, someplace where it's not heated, and someplace that's out of the weather, if at all possible. Now, if you don't have a place like that, take these potted bulbs, put them up against the foundation of your house. So you get a little bit of heat. You're getting protection from the weather. And make sure that you are away from the drip line, so when the water comes off the roof, it doesn't hit the pot. Do that, and they will do great outside. And after Christmas, cut your boughs from your tree, lay them on top of your containers for extra protection. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Well, good morning, and we'd like to welcome you to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is December. Believe it or not, November is gone, and we are well into the holiday season. All you see on TV are crazy people going shopping, and, oh, boy, watching the news the other day, they showed people fighting in the malls over specials, and even a little video of somebody being tased because they couldn't break up the fight. Wow, people have really gone to one extreme to another. But if we can help you this morning, you have a gardening question, give us a call. It's toll-free, 855-660-4261. We'd love to work with you and, you know, to help you maybe look for a good plant for a present for a friend or a neighbor or a relative. And, you know, a lot of the nurseries and garden centers that have greenhouses are well-stocked with tropical plants, flowering plants, and hanging baskets that make great presents for friends and families. And if you're thinking of something large, like a floor plant that's going to be 4 or 5 feet, or larger, what I would do now is go down to the nursery and say, listen, you know, I've got a lot to do. I'd like to buy that particular plant, but I can't pick it up until almost Christmas. If I pay for it now, can you take care of it? And 90% or more of the nurseries will say, no problem, Mr. Parent. Go pay for it. We'll put your name tag on it. We'll take good care of it. And then you just call us the day before. We'll have it all wrapped for you. And then you just come in, pick it up, take it, and your shopping is done. So start talking with your nursery people and see if they can help you out. I know we're busy right now with the REIT season. And I am so excited, the REITs that we got in. We've been looking for a company that really could produce a quality REIT. And we've had very, very good REITs in the past. But I'll tell you, we hooked on with this company north of Bangor, Maine. And they make their REITs no earlier than a week before they ship them. So the REITs that we've been getting in you can still feel the pitch on the greens when I'm decorating them. And the smell and the color and the density, they are absolutely beautiful. So I'm very excited about the quality, and that's something that we really are striving for, is to give you something. And the website is up and running. There's a lot of information. And if you go to paulparent.com, there's information with pictures of all the wreaths and the centerpieces, the God Journal, which makes a great gift for friends and family. And for the new gardener, this is a great idea, because they write notes all year long. And at the end of the year, it's a three-year journal. At the end of the year, they can go back for the month of April and they see what they did in April. And then they can follow that, and then May. So when a problem occurred, there's a note written, so that you know that potentially there's going to be a problem, and you can treat for that problem before it even becomes a problem. And the ultimate is the consultation that we used to do a few years ago, where we're going to be doing some this year, and that is a ball. I really, really enjoy that. We spend time with the customer. We give them a lot of information, and it's a very informative part. So go to the website, take a look at it. All that information is there. And if you're interested in joining us to celebrate the 70th anniversary of D-Day in France, all the information for the trip is on the website. It's incredible. And I know you will love it. But give us a call, 855-660-4261. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's official. We're in December. There's a lot that has to be done. If you haven't already begun to put the garden to bed, your power equipment to bed, your tools away in the tool shed. So if you have any questions, call us, 855-660-4261, and I can help you with that. Give you some ideas about the best plants for the holidays, for presents, and how to care for them at this time of the year. This is a difficult time of the year to take care of tropical plants. Number one, we're busy. We're going 100 miles an hour. You're working your regular shift, you're shopping, you're entertaining, you're decorating, and sometimes the plants get neglected. So, you know, call us, and we'll try and give you some ideas of ways that you can survive the craziness of the next 30 days and help you select the right plant for your home, whether it's on the warm side or the cool side. And there are plants that do prefer a hot house and plants that prefer a cooler house. And those two factors, heat, will determine the length of the flowering period of that plant. And also exposure. Are you in a house that faces south where you get sun all day? Or are you in a house that faces north and you're just getting light but no direct sun? Call us, 855-660-4261, and we will work together. Okay? Tom, who's up for us today that we could help with their garden?
First up, we've got Sandy from Maine with a question about forsythia.
Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. This is not
good
so
morning.
Much a question, but a lovely story of gratitude for my neighbors who planted four forsythia bushes 30 years ago and maintained them very well. And they were along the road and a beautiful lawn that they maintained. On Tuesday, we had a very bad weather. We had ice and snow, and I was determined to get my, I put my four snow tires in the trunk of my big boat of a car, a rear-wheel drive 06 Grand Marquis, and at 6:45, I left my house. 1.5 miles later, I ended up off the road. As I hit
those
giant, healthy forsythias, each one slowed my speed down so that by the time I hit the 30-foot power pole, my speed was greatly reduced and probably may have saved my life. Yes, I broke the power pole in half. Yes,
wow.
I did total my car. But I was able to climb out and walk away with no, I repeat, no injuries except some soft tissue soreness. So today I want to state my gratitude for my neighbors who planted those shrubs 30 years ago, and they probably helped keep me from having to go in an ambulance and go to the hospital and keeping up their yard, because those all slowed down my speed so that by the time I hit that pole, I obviously wasn't going 35. And the insurance company, when I had to get on the phone and tell them the story, I said I hit those four bushes, and I remember it passing each one and felt my car slowing down and saying, oh, I'm taking out their forsythia. And the insurance agent said, oh, wait a minute, what happened? There were some bushes? How many bushes? I said, four. And he wrote it down because they're going to replace all those or do something, you know, if there's any problem. And I greatly appreciated that my insurance agent is in Vermont and they have some feelings about people's shrubbery and such. And,
right.
You know, when it came to Thanksgiving 2 days later, all I could think of was nothing was important except the fact that I walked away and I got to share Thanksgiving sitting at a table with my family. And I just want to thank you for every Sunday when I get to get up and listen to your cheery voice, and we all get to hear about what to do. And I wrote down that I have to today mulch my rose and hydrangeas with the bark mulch that I have, and I have to get that Wilproof on. And I just want to interject a little story. And what I put on my Facebook page was that I'm learning how to pole dance, but I need a better instructor. And that got a lot of laughs, and people thought that it was crazy. I had a sense of humor. But, you know, I've learned at 56 that if I can laugh at something and laugh at myself, I'm much better off than crying about it.
You better believe it. You better believe it. Yeah. Now, what you could do you know who the people are that...
Oh, my God. They took me in for 3 hours. Yes. He's a doctor.
Wow.
Matter of fact, he pulled out of his driveway 2 minutes after I crashed. So I had a doctor on the scene right away.
Wow.
And
well,
he wouldn't leave.
When you go back to see them, Sandy,
mm-hmm.
what, you know, tell them that the insurance company is going to take care of it.
Yep.
And tell them that the old plants that are there, to remove any of the broken or damaged branches, and
now?
they can take now.
Now, okay. I'm
anything that
down.
Anything that's broken.
Right.
Tell them to take them out now.
Well, I'll do
just,
it.
Okay, and then they can force it, and they'll have forsythia in bloom for Christmas.
Oh yeah, that's right.
If they got some big pots, like a 5 gallon bucket, and you left it in a room with a little bit of light,
mm-hmm.
and they will come in bloom for you. And then next year, when they do get to replace them, tell them to plant them in between the individual plants rather than to dig out the old plant, because the old plant has got a big established root and will be capable of making a lot of new growth, and now they'll have a thick, solid hedge, and things will get a lot better. But you know, if they can, anything that's broken, get it off the plant.
Sure.
And cut them and put them in a bucket of water.
Yeah.
And they could bring it to their local church for decorations for the holidays, for their home.
Nothing.
But tell them to put the new plants in between the old ones.
Okay.
Because as long as you didn't pull the old plant out of the ground,
it will
come back. And speaking of forsythia, now that we're talking about it, I need to tell you something.
What?
On Thursday of this week, I was cutting some pine boughs for my son Jason to make some centerpieces. And on one end of my property that's really, really sheltered, I have three forsythia that have been there like 15 years or more. They're about 8 feet tall, really beautiful plants. And as I walked by it, some of the buds had come into bloom. And I looked at the plant, and I made a double take, and I had 27 flowers in bloom. And I'm saying, what is going on? So the weather is crazy. And what I'm going to do now, so that if any of you listening have a plant because of the cold and the hot weather that's starting to swell the buds, use an antidesiccant. Forsythia, if you get a lot of cold weather, once they start to bloom like this, the buds will die during the winter and you won't have any color. So spray them with the Wiltproof to cover the bud, and that will insulate it and prevent it from drying out. But we're so pleased that you walked away from it. And anytime that happens, that is a real gift. So thank you for sharing the story.
Thanks for listening, Paul.
Thank you so much. And you have a great Christmas season.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. And yes, you heard right. I have in Maine 20 plus yellow forsythia buds. They have been killed yesterday because we were down to 17. And as the local weatherman in Maine said, this is not November weather. This is February weather that we're getting in November. And why the buds came into bloom, now they're all black. But I did get to see a preview of spring. And that's why I'm telling you, it's not too late to plant bulbs as long as the ground isn't frozen. If it is, pot them up. Just regular potting soil, topsoil, old plastic pots. Fill them with soil. Plant them, water them, put them in an unheated building, a barn, a tool shed, a garage, you know, in the corner away from everybody walking, underneath a porch, underneath the deck, someplace where it's going to stay cold. And then in February, you can go out, grab a pot, bring it in the house, give it a drink of water, put it on a sunny windowsill, and they'll come and bloom. And you bring in a pot a week, and you'll have your own little flower show. So for now, we'll stick with the reds and the pinks and the white poinsettias, with the cyclamen, with the ornamental peppers, the ornamental cherries or Christmas cherries, amaryllis, begonias. Oh, and paper whites. If you're at the nursery, buy your paper whites or yellow paper whites now. Now, they need to be kept cold. So when you buy them, put them in your vegetable crisper. If you leave them out and it's hot or warm, they're going to dry out. So you've got to put them where it's going to be cold. And that way you can take a few out at a time. You can force them. And paper whites make a great gift for the holidays. So if you're going out for a cocktail party or for a holiday party and you want to bring them a little something different, buy five paper whites, an inexpensive bowl. Put your bulbs in the bowl, shallow, fill it with marble chip, wrap it with saran wrap, and it makes a great hostess gift that you can give a friend or a family. And then all they have to do is add water, and they can enjoy the great color. So there's some good things out there that you can do for the holiday season. We have open lines. Call us now. Talk with Tom, and we'll help you to be ready for the holidays. 855-660-4261. We're here for you on Sunday morning. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is.
manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and things are a little bit warmer than they have been the last few days. And hopefully where you live, things are on the warmer side also than what we've had. So if we can help you, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's go right to the phone lines. Who do we have up next?
Next up, we've got Barry from Maine with a question about hydrangeas.
Barry, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Wonderful. And you, Barry?
Pretty well. I have a problem with a new hydrangea that I bought in September.
Okay.
Called Big Daddy. Very shiny leaves, beautiful plant. And a piece of it, the leaves are black. And I don't know whether to go out and cut it or spray it and pray till the spring or what?
Well, the foliage should turn black and fall from that hydrangea. And
right.
I'll tell you, my hydrangea, and I have quite a few in front of the house, and up until a week ago, they were totally covered with leaves, and they were all black. And the wind that we had the last few days has knocked off quite a few of the leaves, but there's still foliage on that plant. And the variety that you picked is a strong growing plant. So don't be concerned about the foliage. The one thing that I would do is if you can put down a little bit of bark mulch around the base of the plant, like a 2-foot circle, add another couple of inches. That will help to hold the heat in the ground. And they're talking weather is going to warm up into the 40s for northern New England here for the next week. And that plant will continue to grow a root system, even though the top is dormant. And with that extra mulch, it will insulate the ground, give you that extra time for the roots to get developed. But, you know, don't worry about the black leaves. They'll
okay.
fall, and you'll be okay. And that is one of the newer varieties, and they are winter hardy. for the Portland, Maine area. And the thing that you'll love, once the plant really gets caught, it's going to take a couple of years for the plant to really get, you know, established and growing. Mm-hmm. The size of the flowers will blow your mind.
Good. Okay, Paul, thanks very much.
I thank you for the call, and you have a great holiday season. Thank you.
Thank you. You as well.
Always nice to talk with you. Things that need to be done. Put the lawnmower away, folks. And before you do, either drain the tank of your lawnmower and get all the gas out. So if there's only a little bit in, start it and let it run until it runs dry. If there's a lot of gas in it, then fill it right to the top. And I mean to the top. Put the cover on, and that way there's no room for condensation of water because it's full of gas. And if you're able to, change the oil, sharpen the blade, and get it ready so that next spring you're ready to go. Put it in the back of the garage and bring out the snowblower. Start it. And if it's not going to start properly, get it fixed now. Well, they're not really busy. Most people never start the snowblower until it snows. And then it's too late. So start it up today. Get your gas ready. And the one thing that really does help is to put some preservative in your 5-gallon tank. And that will keep the moisture out. Because gas, when it gets hot and cold, will sweat, and moisture will build up inside, and that's when you have problems. You know, change the spark plug, but get it ready, get it started. The neighbors will think you're crazy, but when that snow comes, you open up the garage door, and out you come, blowing it all over the place so that you can get in and out of your driveway. But there's a lot to do, and if we can help you, call us, 855-660-4261.
My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.